because we are happy to be here.
That's why we're happy to be here.
Can I share a little tip with you guys?
Yes.
I figured out a surefire way to cheer yourself up in the morning / really any time of the day.
What's that?
You go through your daily activities, but you sing them. So you're like, I'm gonna brush my teeth. Time to put my sweater on. Where is my lunch? Let's pack it.
I feel like anyone with a roommate would die shortly after.
At what point do the animated bluebirds fly through the window?
Guys, try it. Yesterday, I was like, gotta go to CVS. Gotta get some concealer. Yeah.
It's when I look in the mirror and I realize, like, I am the character from Split. Seven different ones.
I haven't seen that movie, but I
me
still...
Me neither, but the preview suggests that's what's going on.
Well, exactly. If they sing through their daily activities, then...
Split, the musical!
I'm all for that.
That would make a great musical, oh my God.
Oh my God.
There'd be so many different solos from the same person.
One man musical, Split, the one man musical.
Hey guys, guess what game I'm playing right now? Guess what game
what?
I'm playing right
what game?
Now?
Tea roulette.
Cheese before proven coffee?
Cheese before proven coffee. Until proven coffee.
Until proven coffee?
Because all I had for dinner was an entire block. And when I say an entire block, I mean when you buy the package, like it's a family-sized bag, so to speak, because it was going to go bad soon. So my roommate and I sliced it up and fried it.
No, you didn't.
Like a Wisconsinite. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it's a Dominican dish, and something she's done forever, which is like funny to me because she's not Dominican.
She's not Dominican at all.
She's
from the other side of the world.
She's like, I had a lot of Dominican friends growing up. I'm like, cool, more benefit for my stomach. But she made herself dinner also. So I'm like, wait, like, aren't we gonna... She's like, no, girl, it's all you. So it was all me.
So you ate an entire block of fried cheese?
I was Ron Burgundy's dog. I ate the entire wheel of cheese.
That actually sounds like a dream.
I'm in such a bad mood.
Why?
Because you wake up after eating crap or drinking crap, and your stomach's like, no me gusta.
I have some apple cider vinegar with me today if you need it.
Yeah, maybe. So now I'm going to have some coffee and try and flush this puppy out.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry, but that does sound delicious. And I love you that you ate an entire block of fried cheese.
I ate my cheese.
I defried it.
I can't wait to poop this.
So we are back from Los Angeles. Thank you for listening to our Panicked podcast. We had a great time. It was a whirlwind.
I'm really impressed with Sam's fast voice.
Didn't know where that came from.
Yeah, that wasn't sped up in any way.
At one time, I thought I wanted to get into freestyle rapping in college.
I think that's a solid background that you have.
I was never good, but I guess I picked up some speed.
You did. It was impressive. If you missed that, our previous episode at the very end, Sam just goes off. She does the, like at the end of a car commercial, all of the legal stuff they don't want you to actually know. She does that. But
like a full Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this week I want to talk about this email that we got. So yesterday we got a panic tweet from one of our amazing listeners. And if this podcast is anything, it is triage advice column.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she wants us to use her real name, so I'm going to call her Portia.
She's asking about Ellen.
Yeah. I have this girlfriend. Super successful. Okay. So Portia says this. Morning, ladies. I tweeted this morning, I need your dating advice.
This is who she calls.
I know. Well, Kathleen, you're happily married.
Yeah, but I dated like one serious person in my adulthood. So
and Sam, you're happily dating.
Yeah, it's not a compliment to either of us. We're both just too weird to find anyone else.
Well, and I'm single and recently... Oh, did I tell you I'm celibate?
Wait, what?
I'm cool with that. If I can't have you, nobody can.
So the three of us together were like... Okay, here we go, Portia.
With the full gamut.
This is an ironic tweet.
So Portia says, after a year of not dating, I finally joined Tinder out of boredom.
Okay.
She says, I was actually terrified, rightly so.
Okay.
In the weeks that I have joined, I've had a few conversations that have disappeared and unmatched and others that just went nowhere. On to my point. So one guy that I'm talking to uses text talk in writing conversation, where his first line to me was, hi, H-R-U. I assume this meant, how are you? But not only that, he spelled no, as in like, I know, to K-N-O.
Okay.
I've attached more examples, says Portia. She sent screenshots, which is why I'm doing the email, because she's thorough.
Yes.
She said, my question is, am I being too nitpicky about this? A few things to be considered. One, he's an optician.
Oh.
So he's educated.
Okay.
Two, I've not spoken with him on the phone yet or met him. Three, he's 32. I think she means like he's 32, he should know how to spell.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my favorite year. Yeah.
I took a poll on Snapchat with my friends. Some of them are saying I'm way too picky about it. Others are saying I'm lowering my standards by continuing conversation. I love you ladies and want you ladies to have your own dysfunctional vacation or have an acquired brunch, which is, I think, a fabulous idea.
Mm.
So here are some examples.
Okay.
He texted, so what you up to working, I assume? And he uses just the letter U, what you up to.
Oh, dear.
And then when he said he was bored, he spelled it B-O-R-D.
Oh my God, we should help him. He's bored.
Yeah, and that's like the big thing. I mean, he uses like a lot of emojis and like...
So I want to give this optometrist the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Perhaps he is maybe taking a class in millennial shorthand and he's gotten used to speaking this way to his patients.
I don't think so. I don't think.
Really? Is that? That's not a likely situation.
The realm of possibility. I'm going to say bottom of the barrel.
I'm saying I think she has to meet him.
Yeah.
I don't think she should write him off.
Sam? Okay, we know what the dolphin thinks.
I mean, I don't think that, although I am totally with Portia in how obnoxious that is to me. That would also be really annoying.
Yeah.
But that might be, you could be cutting off a really good personal connection because of something like that. If you meet him... And you like him, but that drives you nuts, I'd find a polite and appropriate way to let that be known.
Uh-huh.
Instead,
No, I'm not. I'm actually literally, I have a seed in my tooth that I'm trying to get out.
So Bethany is agape and she's staring at me with her tongue in the back of her like teeth, like, yeah.
She's not giving you tongue tooth.
Exactly. I literally am trying to get a seed out of my tooth.
I just don't think it's a good idea to judge someone right off the bat with that. You could judge them later.
Okay.
Like, meet him. You might end up having a really great connection. And then you could be like me and wait till date four to bring up everything that you need to change.
Okay. Okay. I think that this guy's obnoxious. I think that if he... when you are texting somebody as your first interaction... You are trying to put your best foot forward, arguably. You want this person to find you interesting, funny, smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you want them to find you smart, you at least want to spell your words correctly.
Right.
I know that in some cases, like, you know, you shorten stuff up because you're texting, but it's not that hard to add a W to the word no, for example. You're not saving that much time. And so... The fact that he has an education and the fact that he's old enough to know how to spell, I think that he either isn't trying to put his best foot forward, in which case he's lazy, or he doesn't know he's not putting his best foot forward, in which case you probably want somebody who's going to be a little bit more intelligent. Because this, Portia, her email was beautifully written.
Yeah.
And spelled correctly.
Yeah.
And there was an article that came out 2 days ago. With the title, Online Dating Makes People Lower Their Standards. A study of 42,000 online daters found that people are willing to initiate contact with potential lovers who don't match any of their chosen preferences in a partner. It was a study of people aged 18 to 80 in Australia. They put all of the things they wanted in a person and then found that 2/3 began chatting with people who met none or only one of their criteria. People are lowering their standards because they just want to talk to somebody.
Okay. Yeah. So Bethany, are you thinking that she should stop talking to him and not meet him?
I wouldn't meet him.
Okay.
But I know that you guys would tell me to meet him.
Yes.
And so I would probably meet him once, but go in with a giant chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, I would be looking for all evidence. Like, I would probably ask for some sort of writing sample. Because that's important to me.
I understand. Yeah. And that's important to me too. But it also, it might not be that he doesn't care or that he's not educated. What if it is that this guy is that busy and that he cares that little to actually impress someone? Like, here, this is, you know, whatever. I don't need to worry that much about putting my bet. Like, it could be an air of confidence in a weird way.
What if he's outsourced his dating, online dating life to his, like, 7-year-old nephew? He's so busy that he's like, hey, can you answer some of these Tinder messages for me? Which, I'm going to say straight up, I have done that for bosses in my past life.
Yes, I remember you telling the story.
Yeah, did you more or less fall in love with your boss's personal line?
There is a guy my boss many moons ago was talking to online, and when she didn't have time to keep up the banter, that was my job.
That is the best thing.
Yeah. And he liked her witty conversation. That was one of the qualities that he first liked with her, which was me.
You lived the true life truth about cats and dogs.
Yes, I did. Oh my goodness. Wow. Janine Garofalo.
I know, and Uma Thurman.
No, not me.
I would meet him because I think that he thinks he's being funny and he thinks that he's being young and hip and cool.
It's
very possible that this is maybe perhaps the way he speaks to his friends to be funny, and it's translated into his Tinder typing.
Yeah.
Because he has a good job, and I hate to be shallow like that, but he's obviously very smart. You don't just pull a bum off the street and become an optometrist.
Can you imagine his prescriptions written in that same hand?
Hold on a second. Wait. She says he's an optician. Is that different than an optometrist?
It has to be. I thought you
game
said
changer.
Magician.
Game changer.
Optician versus optometrist. Let's look.
Watch it some kind of...
Opticians are technicians trained to design, verify, and fit eyeglass lenses and frames, contacts, and other devices. They use prescriptions supplied by ophthalmologists or optometrists, but they don't test vision or write prescriptions for visual correction. Okay. So he's not an optometrist. He's an optician. Okay. So he still has a good job.
Yes. Certainly.
Huh.
I don't know. I just say the one thing I urge you on, Portia, is do it sooner rather than later. Because if you're anything like me, thinking on something that bothers you will make it worse, and it will come from this tiny little hair drain of a mess into this giant tumbleweed that'll knock you over, and you're going to hate the guy soon. So if you're debating, you have to see him, like invite him for pre-work breakfast. Like, you need to see him sooner rather than later if you're at all curious about giving it a shot. Otherwise, you're going to keep developing this whole,
you know,
opinion on him.
She could also create an alter ego and show up and just spend the whole night, just having a blast with this person who she probably won't have a future with.
See, I'm looking at her texts back to him.
Yeah.
And she's spelling all of her words correctly.
Yikes.
Right?
Does she use the word indubitably?
Oh, yeah. 3 times. And so then the other thing is, like, is he not... Like, she's spelling everything correctly, so then, like, do you tailor your texts? Like, if I was texting shorthand and someone was spelling the words correctly, I would probably switch to spelling all my words correctly, because that's, like, the culture of the texting that is being created. Mm-hmm. But I overthink everything. I think it's, you know, I think it's where your standards are. I think that my standards, like, I have really high standards for someone's ability to write and read.
Yeah.
Like, I need them to be able to spell words correctly, and it's just something that I hold as important.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think if it's something that, like, there are people who are amazing, people who aren't the best spellers in the world.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It might not be a big deal. So I think it's whatever your, you know, priorities are with a person. Some people don't care if they can spell well because they're still great people. But for me, it's a thing. And I think, Portia, it's a thing for you because she circled the words that are spelled wrong.
Oh my God, Portia, you are
hilarious. Oh my God.
Thank you for this.
Amazing.
What if she just addressed it right in the Tinder text? It's like, proper English, yo.
Can you spell?
Can you
S-P-L?
Oh, goodness.
I don't know.
I would address it there.
You know what, though? I have been in this exact situation for someone who was less serious. I was talking to a friend of mine only within a couple of years. It started getting mildly romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a horrible speller. And he was... he spoke well in a conversation where he knew he had to turn it on.
Yeah.
But when it was just us, it was bro and yo and, yeah. and very casual. So that bothered me.
Yeah.
It did. And I hated texting him about it, but as someone who I was interested in forming him into a romantic partner or not, I was like, I've got to address this. So the way I found a backdoor into making him stop was we were out for dinner and we made some kind of, oh my God, it's all coming back to me right now. There was a foosball table.
Yeah.
And it's all coming back.
Oh, there are the bluebirds. Oh, they're flying in now.
Sorry, I can't.
Someone let them in.
Kathleen's just upping her mood.
anytime anybody ever says, oh, it's all coming back to me now. Yeah. I can't. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So we were playing foosball and we made a bet and I forget what he bet me, but I bet him, okay, and if I win, you have to use proper grammar and text.
Oh, good.
Not only did I win, so he had to and I called him out, but that way, even if I lost, he would know that it bothered me.
That's a valid way to do it.
That exact situation happened.
Make a competition out of it.
Yep.
You know, and you guys are right. Like, she should probably go out with him once. It's possible, like, I don't know. There may be a legit reason. I mean, I know that there are people who have dyslexia, people who legitimately have a very difficult time writing and spelling and that sort of thing. And I don't want to make any of them feel bad or discriminate in any way.
But that doesn't seem like the situation.
But I don't think that you're right. I don't think that's what this is.
He just doesn't care.
I just don't think he cares. So I think you need to, I think, Portia, you need to go out with him once times.
Soon, before you hate him and his grammar.
Yeah. And then after that, see, because that will also allow you to see how he treats the servers at the restaurant, which is a giant indication of what kind of a person he is.
That's true.
Yep.
How's good that?
Mm-hmm.
Or all the right. bartender. Don't have a meal with this man.
Yeah, that's true.
Get a drink.
One drink.
Yeah.
All right. What did you ladies... We're not helping you at all, Portia.
We are not experts.
By the way, if you want terrible advice, you can email us. An acquiredtastepodcast at gmail.com.
Visual aids encouraged.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, what did you learn this week?
Cheese is not dinner.
Nope, sure isn't.
What'd you guys learn?
Kathleen, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that multivitamins are hella important.
Yeah, what
because
happened?
Because I didn't take them for 3 days in a row because we went away and I forgot to pack enough. And I legitimately felt a difference in my energy level and just how I felt in general.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
And
it's the first time in my whole life that I've felt a drop in vitamins.
Wow.
And your pee wasn't neon.
No, it wasn't, yeah.
Gosh.
I know.
I'm glad you're back on it, girl.
I'm going to take my vitamins every day from now on.
Take your vitamins. I learned this week that if you have a safety pin that you don't need, put it in the bottom of a mug on your desk. Because one day you're going to come into work and you're going to be like, damn it, I wish I had a safety pin. And then you'll look in the bottom of a mug that has dust and rubber bands in the bottom of it, as all desk mugs do.
Yeah.
And you're going to find a safety pin and you're going to be so excited with past you. Because my shirt, this is pinned.
Oh, no. Oh my God, this structured shirt is fantastic.
Very pin-up girl.
It's thank you. But yeah, always think of future you when you're about to discard a safety pin. You should have one in every location in your house.
I think that's smart.
Along with a tube of lip balm.
Yeah. Yep. Good call.
Everywhere, within arm's reach, especially of your TV, because you never know when there's going to be a person on your couch you want to make out with.
You never know.
You never know. Never know.
Ask no questions.
You literally
just
never
derove.
Know. It might just happen.
Fantastic.
All right. We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.